You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is Michigan Radio Senior News Analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. Jack, 1 in 5 Michigan voters cast a ballot in the state primary this week. That sounds kind of low, but actually it's better than expected. To what do we owe this bumper turnout?
Well, I wouldn't call it a bumper turnout. It's a little better than expected. They're predicting 17%. 19% is about average. And they thought this year it might be even worse. There's no gubernatorial or Senate race on the ballot. But I think it might have been boosted a little bit because in southeast Michigan, there was a lot of interest in renewed millage to support the Detroit Zoo, which is very popular. It passed overwhelmingly. And there was a very hot congressional race at the top of the state, the Upper Peninsula and part of the Lower Peninsula. There was a tough three-way primary in the Republican side and a two-way race on the Democratic side, and that may have spurred turnout a little bit. Plus, the weather was good.
That always helps. And Jack, now that we know which names are going to be on the ballot in November, which races will you be watching?
Well, there's one case where we don't know what name will be on the ballot in November, Rebecca, and that's the 8th Congressional District, where Melissa Gilbert, otherwise known as Laura Ingalls Wilder of TV fame, got into the race as a Democratic candidate, then decided she didn't want to do it anymore. She says she has health reasons. It was on the primary ballot. She won, but she doesn't want to run. The Democrats want her off, want to replace her. Republicans want to make her stay on there, so we don't know how all that's going to turn out. But beyond that, I'll be watching the hot race in the 1st Congressional District between sort of the upset surprise winner of the Republican primary, retired Marine Corps general named Jack Bergman, and Lon Johnson, the former Democratic State Party chairman. That's a swing district up there. Also the 7th district and sort of the south central part of the state, where incumbent Congressman Tim Walberg is going to be given a run for his money by Gretchen Whitmer. So those are races I'll be watching.
And speaking of November, we talked about a failed attempt to get a millage for regional transit funding in southeast Michigan on the ballot. Last week, it looked like the proposal was DOA, but there's been a resurrection. Jack, what happened, and how do you see this playing out in November?
People holding it up were Oakland County Executive Brooks Patterson, who doesn't like mass transit anyway, and Mark Hackle, the Macomb County Executive, and they came up with a sort of a face-saving compromise. It's going to go on the ballot. And the beauty of it for the Regional Transit Authority is that it's in 4 counties, Wayne, Oakland, Macomb, and Washtenaw. It doesn't have to win in every county. It just has to have an overall majority. It depends on whether the voters feel like taxing themselves to support some kind of workable mass transit. Business interests plus environmentalists say this is essential for the future of our economic prosperity. My guess is right now it's a 50-50 chance.
A federal appeals court is hearing a dispute over Michigan's emergency manager law. That law gives emergency managers power over elected officials to run local governments and school districts. Jack, what are the arguments and what's at stake?
Well, the contention by the people suing against it is that it causes racial discrimination, also economic discrimination, but the racial one is more important from a legal standpoint because it's almost always imposed on communities that have majority-minority populations like Detroit and Flint. Now, a lower federal court judge ruled against the people who said it's unconstitutional, but now you've got a panel of appellate court judges, and if you look at the opinion that Gershwin Drain, the federal district judge in Detroit, issued in striking down the law outlawing straight ticket voting, if they look at that, they might be inclined to also invalidate the emergency manager statute, and then it could go to the U.S. Supreme Court. So, you know, this is a panel. It's not all the judges on the Court of Appeals. We'll just have to wait and see how they rule, but it could have enormous implications, of course, for the state of Michigan.
Jack, thanks so much for your insights.
My pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to review the week's regional stories.